All right, guys, we have one more story tonight. Thanks for sticking around. From Full Disclosure Podcast, this is Eric Berry.
Keep it going for your host, Eric, everybody. All the Cards Against Humanity team here. Your stories, how you guys doing tonight? Yeah? So I host a podcast called Full Disclosure. It's a sex-positive podcast, and we deal with things like interviewing sex workers and BDSM demos, vibrator reviews, all sorts of fun things like that. And people are like, well, what makes you the authority on talking about sex and dating and all that? And the answer is a sound idea that I had. Cheers. years ago. So I've sucked dick for money. Was that like a woo, like we support you, or a woo, like we've been there, we're on team? Okay.
Well, that's like a
just okay. Either way, no judgment, guys. No judgment. I've sucked dick for money. I should point out that I'm not gay. And so you might be asking yourself, well, how is it that someone who's straight ends up getting paid for gay sex? And the answer is, if you're a straight man, you tell yourself that you're going to get paid for having sex with women. And then you realize that women don't pay for sex, and you change your business model. A lot of people have a hard time wrapping their mind around a straight guy sucking a dick. But the thing is, like, if you've ever cooked a great steak, that doesn't make you a chef, you know? Right? Like, now, to be fair, if we're going to keep going with this metaphor, I've cooked hundreds of great steaks, okay? Like, you women in the audience, you think you know how to cook a steak. You have no idea how to cook a steak, okay? So how did this all happen? Like any good story, I was 18, and my parents had just gotten a divorce, and my mom was just left in, like, financial ruin. And I was going to enter as a freshman into UC Berkeley. And I had no way to pay for college. My mom didn't have any money, and my dad's a dick. And so I was left with, you know, I had to figure out how to do this. So I ended up working retail, and I was working at the Gap for $8 an hour. And it's just fucking awful. We would get these, like, overnight shipments of clothes and cardigans and all that stuff. We had to, you know, fold it and put it away. So I was working one night, and I was on the ground folding, like, denim capris or something like that. And I thought, there's got to be a better way to make money on my knees here. And so the next day I went to my male sexuality class I was taking at Berkeley because it's Berkeley, and of course that's a thing. And I asked them, I said, does anybody know anything about becoming an escort? And one of them said, yeah, there's a section on Craigslist. It's now defunct, but it was called Erotic Services. And so, you know, I go home. And I look into the Erotic Services section, and I make a posting. And they had advised me in the class, like, to keep my options open, I should probably post in, like, the man for men and women. So I make the posting, and this is the headline. Just turned 18, UC Berkeley freshman, former football player, never been with a man. Now, if you had told me that it was possible to exceed your Gmail inbox's capacity, I wouldn't have believed you either. But apparently men on the internet like to introduce themselves by putting their best foot forward. And apparently, their best foot is a high-resolution shot of their penis. And I don't know why you need, like, a 10-megapixel shot of your junk. I don't know what I'm supposed, like, even if I had a printer, like, the first 10 pages just would have looked like color swatches, like if I was painting my room, like some pink shampoo. I don't know what, why that has to be a thing. But so I look at one ad, or one response, and it's a married couple, and the wife had contacted me, and they were looking for a nude massage. And I thought, this would be a nice, comfortable way to kind of dip my toes into the kiddie pool of prostitution, if you will. So I respond, and she says, you know, yeah, we would love for you to come over. They live in San Francisco. I'm in Berkeley. And we'll pay you $200 an hour. And I'm like, I have definitely made the right life decision. And so I have to, this is like a month into college, I have to go and like tell all my new, you know, like the suite mates, because I was afraid, you know, I might get murdered, you know, the trivial details. And so I go and I tell them like, hey, I'm going to go do this thing where I'm going to get paid to get naked with people. And we're all just new and freshmen. And they were like, oh, you guys, this must be like college is all about. Like, we're adults now. Yeah, cool, Aaron. Hand me the Easy Mac. And like, so that was my safety net. And so I go, I get on BART, and I take BART from Berkeley to San Francisco. And I get out, and the husband comes to pick me up. And so I get into the car, and I'm just terrified. I'm nervous as all hell. And I'm pretending that, like, I've done this nude massage thing before. Like, I don't want him to know it's my first time. Like, you know, like I took, like, AP nude massage in high school or something. I just tested out of that. And so we go, and we get to the apartment, and we walk in. And that is the moment that he says to me, oh, by the way, the babysitter canceled, so my wife is with the kids.
Oh.
And I'm like, fuck. Like, was there ever even a wife to begin with? But then the other part of me is like, I mean, good on them for not, like, having the kids at the apartment, you know, while that was happening. So we go into the living room, and there is a futon on the ground. And I don't know if he's, like, prepped that an hour before, if, like, that's just the permanent residence of that futon. I don't know what happens in this apartment on the regular. But he asked me to undress. And I do, and he starts to undress. And I've never seen, like a naked man before. Oh, I should point out, I was also a virgin at this point. So he starts to undress, and there's a difference. When you're 18, you have a boy's body. There's a difference between, like a smooth 18-year-old boy's body and, like, this guy's in his late 30s. Like, just kind of like a weathered, you know, seen some, like, I don't know where that line between boy and man body begins, but as soon as, like, your chest hair connects with your facial hair, when that ceases to be, like, that's a safe time to think that you've arrived. And so, I don't know how to give him a sock. Like, I'm fucking, you know, so I start to touch him, and it's not actually that weird. It's as weird as spending 2 hours as an 18-year-old massaging like a 38-year-old could be. But nothing really more than that happened. So I'm like, great, that was 2 hours, 200, that's 400 bucks right there. That's amazing, that's awesome, you know? We're done with that, great. So I go, I put my clothes on, and I'm standing by the doorway, and he takes out his wallet, and he starts pulling out 20s, and it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I'm like, it was 200 an hour. That should be $400. That's $100. He's like, oh, my wife didn't tell me that. And I'm like, okay, well, that was what she told me in this email exchange with your wife. And he's like, that's all the cash I have. I'm just like, fuck. And he sees the look on my face. He's like, hold on. I think I have something. And he runs back to his bedroom. He comes back out. 100% true. He hands me 3 $5 coupons to In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Now, am I proud that I just spent the last 2 hours rubbing down a naked man for $15 in In-N-Out coupons? No. But if you don't think I knew exactly where I was eating that night, you are wrong. Thank you guys so much. My name's Eric Craig.
Thank you, Eric. Holy shit. And that was our final story of the night. Ladies and gentlemen.